Morning. Thank you very much for the introduction. And our paper is about soil carbon in tropical forests, immense areas with such sludge. Actually, this is a work of my PhD student, Bruno Martins. I'm the presenter here. Currently, I am in charge of this program. It's a partnership between our institution, Brazilian Agriculture Research Corporation, and USDA through Agriculture Research Service in Bellevue, Maryland. And also, currently, I am in charge of the International Human Substance Society. I am the current president. And this is our information and address. Before to enter in the main issue of this work, many times you have many information about what's going on in Brazil and how strong is the Amazon deforestation. And actually, I would like just to show this. Our Amazon forest, yes, is preserved 85%. Is a huge amount of area, include Amazon and Pantanal area, that is a flood area as Everglades in Florida, for example. You have around 500 million of hectares preserved. It's more than half of our total land area in the country. Naturally, it's a big challenge to maintain, to avoid deforestation. Brazil has made several commitments, including the reduction of greenhouse gas emission that is mainly associated with this deforestation for the future. And actually, you have a goal of reduction of 40% of greenhouse gas emission. And our potential of agriculture land is around 350 million of hectares. And today, you have all with the grain and some perennial, include sugarcane, that also is object of many controversial information. You have 60 million of hectares. In the reforestation, that's part that I will address in my presentation, you have only 6 million of hectares. More than that, you have pasture land with almost 200 million of hectares. And you have room to improve the pasture land management and to have more land available to crops, to biofuel, to reforestation. Naturally, worldwide, you know that the limitation of land is crucial for the future, for food security. Specifically with Brazil, we have some land, naturally with the challenge to have sustainable practices, and you have several, including no-till, silage, including integrated forest, grain, and forest system. This also is growing in Brazil. But anyway, you have yet 100 million of hectares to be cultivated. This is, I'd like just to address, because many times you have this information contradictory. There is deforestation, fertile health. It's forbidden, it's illegal activities, but you know you are treating with 500 million of hectares. It's not a garden, it's not something, a big challenge, but you are making our progress, and this is general information for you. Also, another point is about competitivity. How you have some cultivation, first, you are not using this main agriculture in the Amazon area. You are using the south, the southeast area of the country, savanna area. For example, here just a commercial area where you are doing the eucalyptus plantation. Before was a pasture land, was replaced with a glyphosate. This is the day that was planted in March of 2008, just 14 months after. This is the reality of this area, you know. It's really amazing, the evolution of this tree in our condition. And then you go to summarize some information. You are not proposing to change forest to eucalyptus, but these are the number of biomass. You have a capacity of production of 25 to 50 cubic meters per hectare a year, and the forest is 2 to 8. Okay, it's just to show the competitiveness. It's not saying eucalyptus is better, it's not the issue. But just to understand what is competitivity. And in our case, soil organic matter is crucial. You have this kind of colonized clay, one-to-one, with very low catch and exchange capacity. And also, in general, in many savanna areas, our carbon content is very, very low. In several areas, including an example that I will give you here, our work is low than below 1% of total organic carbon. Then we use some residues like sludge could improve the soil fertility, and it's crucial to add some organic matter to the soil to improve soil microbial activity and the other benefits of the soil. Naturally, you know very well about the risk about metallic ions, pathogenic organisms, and organic compounds. Some of these metallic ions is improving the control of the industry. It reduces. The United States has a very good example about that, and it's something that we could work very well. And this specific work, our proposal, is a very simple work. Yes, it's the beginning of this PhD student. It's basically to analyze this soil organic carbon content, and you have a unification degree in this soil in this area with soil sludge amount areas. Then, basically, you address the soil organic carbon and some carbon stability that has associated with the lifetime of carbon in soil. Generally, you have information about carbon amount in the soil, but it's very important also to have information about soil carbon stability. And you have used some spectroscopy techniques for this. Material methods, you have the experiment in São Paulo State, in the southeast of the country, where two farms were at 2 tons per hectare of soil sludge. Until now, we have analysis just from the 0 to 10 and 10 to 20 centimeters. You have the conventional carbon analysis, elemental analysis, and the unification degrees was determined by the laser induced fluorescence spectroscopy, a really new tool that you have used. Basically, two areas, one more with higher amount of clay, not too much, around 16 to 20, and the other, it's a sand soil, very low amount of clay content, 5 to 12. One plantation started in 2004, another 2008, and several differences between them. From this first area, that we call Henry Hills, that is to have more clay, clearly in the area where soil sludge amended area, you have a decrease of carbon content until 20 centimeters at least. This is very clear from this data. From the mean value, you have a reduction of 37% in carbon content in this area treated with soil sludge. And the explanation probably this affects the soil microbial activity increasing and leading to higher degradation of more labile carbon fraction. And simultaneously with the possible occurrence of some primate effects. In the other area that we call Ariana Farm, that is a sand soil, instead of the decrease, you have a small increase. Please pay attention also the amount of carbon content, very low amount. Here it's below 1%. And actually, this is a very hard to manage this from the fertility point of view. Then this small increase is very crucial, very important for this area. And actually, you have in the mean 20% of carbon content in this area until 20 centimeters. And also, this accumulation probably happened. I'm not sure about the only labile carbon, but you have some data that can help in the discussion in the end. And you have better carbon accumulation compared with Entre Rios. This is also, if you see before, in this Entre Rios area, you have almost 2% of carbon in some area, another around above 1% of carbon. Then it's also a different issue, a different characteristic. And here, the technique that you have used to this stability information is called the laser-induced fluorescence, LIF, you use this acronym. It's possible to use the whole soil sample, carbon analysis. I am the president of International Humic Substance Society, but in this case, it's not necessary to make any extraction, chemical, physical, just to use the soil pellets to make this kind of measurement. It's done some laser. And this paper was published in the Soil Science Society of America in June, when you define this unification degree using this procedure by laser-induced fluorescence. Use the area of fluorescence divided by total organic carbon. This is an estimate of how stable is the carbon compound. In blue is the on soil, in the red is the calcinated and treated soil, showing that this fluorescence is associated with the carbon compound. you have used this in 2006, and in this work now you have measurement this unification degree by this laser induced fluorescence technique in all main areas and in soil sludge amended area. It's possible to see clearly a strong increase in the soil amended area. That if you remember, you have a decrease of soil carbon content in this area. And then, summarize this, you have this relative unification degree, you have 100% of increase in this more clay soil. The result are current decrease of carbon, and probably you have higher concentration of more recalcitrant fraction due to this stronger microbial activity in the amended area. You see, in that higher unification degree. For the other area, for the same soil, the reverse. You have this soil versus sludge amended area with the decrease in the majority of points of unification degree, indicate that some more lava carbon enter in the soil structure. This is summarized in the, so the same soil, you have an increased unification degree. And probably you have this newly formed soil organic matter enter in the composition of soil organic matter from the soil. Previously, you have this work that you published this year in also in Soil Science of Central American Journal, using the soil sludge, a partnership with Jabut Cabal in São Paulo State, the State University of São Paulo, College of Arria. Also in the soil, it's possible to see strong benefits of this sludge amendment. This is totally different with 8 tons per hectare of soil sludge in the same soil. And also, it was possible to see change in the humic abstraction. In this work, you use check humic abstraction, showing that this soil carbon that is considered the most stable was modified by the entrance of this sludge sludge. And then for our concept, all the concept macromolecular model to humic substance, here is to humic acid, you have an advanced called the supermolecular model that is small molecules held together by weak force, hydrophobic or hydrogen bonds that permit you change this stable carbon by action or degradation of the material. It's different if you show a macromolecule, this could be hard to happen. And concluding, sorry, time is in the end, you have this contrasting behavior observed in both farms, one increase or decrease. The unification degree was very good in the case who performed this laser-induced fluorescence. It's a very simple methodology to do this. And you have suggest that you have incorporation of more stable carbon, and this is in favor of the supermolecular model. A recent paper in Science from much, I don't know the pronunciation, et al. From Max Planck Institute, there is affirmation from you need more for an in-deep understanding of carbon pathway through slow pools in terrestrial ecosystem. Do you believe that kind of technique can help in this study? And naturally, you work from several other measures, including in deeper horizons, have been recommended by the previous speaker. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Actually, if you see the experiment, until now you should have a substitution as fertilizer, actually. It's not a typical experiment with a strong addition as our previous work with the group from Jabut Cabal that you have 80 pounds of fertilizer. But you know, it was sufficient to generate this substantial alteration in soil, decreasing, increasing. Naturally, you must check the question in deeper horizon, but it's very interesting. It's very complex also. It's a good challenge for a PhD student. Thank you very much.